We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Buccos, winners of four straight, 6 out of 7, are now back at 500. Just a game and a half back of the final wild card spot, 2 games back of St. Louis for the second wild card spot. They are in this thing, and joining us now to discuss, you can hear him, you can see him on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. He's an analyst there now, former Bucco Jordy Mercer. Good morning, Jordy. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, doing great. We're really feeling that Bucco fever, and we started the show with this, and we'll start broad, and then we'll narrow things down here for you, Jordy, but the Buccos have a .544 winning percentage since Nick Gonzalez and Paul Skeens were called up. If they were to maintain that in the second half of the season, they'd win 84 games, which is how many games Arizona won and the Marlins won last year to slide in as wild cards. Do you think the Bucs have what it takes to play that kind of baseball in the second half and make it to the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just they haven't put anything together, and then now we're kind of seeing it put a stretch together. It's really hard to do, obviously, throughout the season, but you're going to get hot eventually and put 7-8 games together where you can play really well. Now, on the flip side of that, you got to avoid a big losing streak too as well. But, guys are starting to get a little bit healthier. The back in the bullpen is really starting to take shape in my mind. It's just about getting that timely hitting and continuing to get that starting pitching on the bump.
One of the guys that I think keys the second half of the season is Key Brian Hayes, and his bat seemingly is coming around. What do you think is going into that turnaround for Key Brian?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my piece or not that I did. I did a little piece on him yesterday. It seemed like that his splits from last year to this year were a little bit more pulled this year than last year. And I thought in my mind, if he just gets back to, staying in the middle of the field, which he's really good at. And we saw that yesterday's game was middle to oppo approach, can really swing the bat and find that, right center gap, probably as good as anybody on the team. And if he can get that back to that approach, which he did last year a little bit, now he's starting to get that approach back this year. It seems like he's going to have a lot more success. And you got to remember, he started off the season pretty well, hitting .275 the first 2 months, and then got the back injury and missed 17 games, and then it's just been a work in progress ever since. So yes, this team wants him. Yeah, you can tell Shelty wants him to hit in the middle of the lineup somewhere. It's just a matter of him producing and getting the opportunity and staying with his approach and staying with his abilities, because he can hit. He just got to continue to do it.
Brian Reynolds has been hitting now for about 6 weeks. Not that he was bad before then with an OPS in the low 700s, but can he keep this up? I think he's 9th in the NL in homers. I think he's 11th in the entire National League in OPS. Any reason to believe that he can't continue this kind of torrid pace.
No, I mean, he's going to keep it up. I mean, he's just so good at finding the barrel. You see his approach. He's got a wide base. His head doesn't move. I think that's so impressive. I mean, he's still relatively young for a hitter like that. And to have that approach and what he does, he hits the ball to all fields. He just continually defines the barrel is what's impressive about him. And what I like about it too is Schulte can put him 2-hole, 3-hole, 4-hole, wherever he wants to put him, and he's still going to, you know, continue the same thing. He's not going to do anything different than what he's been doing, and that's what's continued success for him.
What's also impressive is he plays every single day, and I think it's only been a dozen or so games that he's been the DH, so he's been in the field for the majority of these games. This might sound really stupid, Jordy, so you can smack me over the head over the phone, but why can't more guys do that, play every day? Because Brian Reynolds goes out there, and not only does he play every day, he busts his ass every day.
Hey, you know what? I think it also helps him stay healthy. Now, this sounds – it's really strange, right? But him playing left field and playing every day, I think it helps him stay on the field more, just body-wise, helps stay healthy. Because think about it. If you DH a lot – I think I remember going back to like a Mike Stanton – when he was with the Marlins and transitioned over to the Yankees, he went to that DH role full time with New York there for a while and continued to get hurt. Just because you're getting up and down, you rest for a while and then you get up, run a hard 90 or a double or whatever. A lot of things can happen. Your body tends to take a toll more than playing every day, which sounds really weird, but it's the truth. And so I like him playing every day. I like him being in the lineup every day, playing left field. Left field is truly not a premier type position, but he's pretty good at it. And him playing every day in your lineup, you need him in your lineup every day, especially now from what he's doing, continuing game in, game out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Jordy Mercer joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Chris Muller on our afternoon show interviewed Torrey Lovello, the NL's manager, on Friday. And here's what Torrey had to say. I want you to hear this, and then I want you to react to this, Jordy.
You have to appreciate what he's done so far, and there's no reason to believe that this can't continue. you know, he might be that one outlier. He might be Michael Jordan. You just don't know.
So that's Torrey Lovello obviously talking about Paul Skeens, might be Michael Jordan. I mean, I'll just throw it to you open-ended here, Jordy. What are you seeing in Paul Skeens, and where can this guy's career go from here? Like, how good can he be?
Isn't that incredible that his storylines and what he's, like, people's basically coming up with to compare him with? I mean, I think it's fascinating that we're able to sit here and watch this play out because nobody really knows what to expect. Nobody really knows how good this kid can be. Like, yes, what he's done for the first 10, 11 starts is incredible. Like, he's shattering records and pirate records and other records too as well. I mean, he gets compared to some of the best that's ever even pitched this game. Now, can he stay healthy? I think that's obviously the big key, right? I mean, this game is so hard. This game is so long. We play so many games. But to be able to create these storylines of what he's doing now at such a young age, to be able to, what I've said a bunch to a lot of people is to be able to adjust. He's adjusting at this age so quickly and having that success because, in a sense, the league is going to eventually figure him out a little bit. Now, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, the league's not just people just going to start, you know, crushing balls against him, but the league's going to figure him out. That's just the way it goes, right? It's all about adjustments. But he's been able to adjust so quickly already, adding a new pitch. But his command is what I love the most, his demeanor, how he handles himself, his humility is something that you can't teach. And that's what I love to see about him. And such a bright kid, such a bright future. And look, I think we let this thing play out. I think we enjoy this what we have right now on this role that he's on. And let's just see this. Let's not compare, right? Let's just watch this unfold and watch greatness right in front of our eyes. And I think that's what we're doing.
He has pitched 11 games at the major league level. And you talk about letting this thing unfold. Well, I'll fast forward just a bit here just to tomorrow night. I mean, he's pitched 11 games, and I already feel like I know he's going to meet that moment. Isn't that crazy? Like, I feel like he could strike out the side a la Pedro Martinez.
Well, that's what I told you guys last time I was on. I was like, he deserves to start the game. And the reason why he deserves to start the game is the storylines. That's why he deserves it. Not only does he, you know, he deserves it because what he's done, but it's the storylines. And that's what baseball needs. That's what baseball wants. And he deserves it. And not only that, guys, is he is going to go out there to start the All-Star game, and he's going to wear that P on his hat. And I think that means a lot to the organization. I think that's something that this organization is really looking forward to, is not only this game is going to be around the country, it's going to be around the world. I mean, that P is going to be brighter than ever on top of his head, and knowing that, hey, I got to follow the Pirates now because this kid's on here. He's going to be on there for a while, and I want to watch him pitch every time he pitches.
Man, that's so well said, Jordy. And he gives me Sidney Crosby vibes, where he doesn't always have the most interesting things to say, and I think that's by design. I'm sure he's a really interesting guy. I mean, he's dating Livy Dunn, for God's sakes. But he just seems like a good ambassador for the organization. Like a guy that the Pirates should never be concerned if there's a microphone in front of his face. In fact, they should be begging for more microphones to be in his face.
I think that's a lot of us now. Me being on the media side now is wanting more out of him, right? When I was a player, I kept my answers somewhat vanilla too as well, just because, you know, you get asked lots of questions, a lot of the same questions, right? But now, me being on the media side, I'm like, hey, man, I want more of you. Please explain, yeah. Right? Please tell me more, because you're right. He's fascinating. He's fascinating in what he does. Just the interview yesterday during the game when he was talking about his warm-up routine, right? I want to know more about that. I want to know how he came up with it. Like, what are some of the keys that he's trying to learn on this? But he's very vague and very vanilla about it, which I understand completely too as well. Like, this is the reason why this has helped him get him to this place, and that's what he's sticking with. And he's learning on the fly too as well, and adding some new things. But he's been raised completely well. He's been trained really well. He's just got a really good head on his shoulders. And he's very, very humble, like I said earlier, about all of his success. And he's just taking it one day at a time, which you got to appreciate too as well.
Last thing here for you, Jordy. if you were in your prime and you're going up there against Skeens, I mean, what is your approach?
Not to strike out, like for real. I mean, that's. I mean, I don't really know actually how to approach it because he's gonna. To me, he's gonna paint both sides of the plate. He's gonna throw that splinker in there too as well, that which is 94 to 96 miles an hour. My goodness gracious! And then he's got that sweeper, that you know, that cutter, whatever you'll call it too as well. Hey, by the way, I got 102 just in case. You know, I don't know. That's the thing is like. I don't know how you cover what you do, how you cover the plate. I said, my thing is you got to pick a side, right? And then you just got to sell out. I think that's the most important thing is you sell out. But, I mean, just the other day when he started, it was like 7 of the 8 pitches to the first batter were splinkers. They weren't even his heater. And it was like, man, what do I got to do to get a fastball from you? Because he's just throwing the splinker for strike one every time because he can control it. He can command it, which is – even more nuts, which is even more scarier, right? So probably not to strike out, to be honest with you. Like, I would be really happy if I popped up, you know, flied out, ground out, whatever, just to get on a bag. I'd be thrilled and excited.
Jordy, we really appreciate you taking the time, man. You're doing a great job on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, and we hope to talk again soon.
All right, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, take care. Jordy Mercer, former Bucco, doing a great job, like I just said, on Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football fans, this is Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. We're here 5 times a week to get you ready for your fantasy football drafts with top-notch insights. Get the upper hand on your fantasy football season. Follow and listen to Upper Hand Fantasy on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.